Welcome to Help You Help Me, the podcast where I ask you, the listener, for advice on my everyday life. And I haven't done that in a very long time. But I guess I'm going to do it now. So my name is Eddie. The podcast email is helpyouhelpmepod@gmail.com. Again, it is helpyouhelpmepod@gmail.com. I've actually done this several times. This is probably the third time that I'm recording this. It's just been incredibly difficult. Life has, and I don't know what to say. I'm going to address a couple of things. First of all, the podcast is still here. I'm here, so the podcast is here. It's just, as I explained on other episodes, you know, I have the podcast and I have my real life, and my real life has been a whirlwind of everything over the past month or the past year, but definitely over the past month. But I'm still doing the podcast, just I'm trying to fit it in where I can. My best friend and roommate, her name was Sage Sappho. She passed away, in May. She had a year-long battle with cervical cancer. I say a year long because, you know, she started getting sick in, January of 2020, and you know, we didn't know what it was. She's having fevers and stuff, and then she's finally diagnosed later that year, and later in 2020. And as her condition progressed and got worse, I did what I could to help take care of her. She wasn't just a roommate, or wasn't just my best friend. Like, we lived together for 8 years. And when we didn't live together, the few months we didn't live together, she lived in the apartment upstairs from mine. So, it's incredibly tough to lose someone that you have had in your life for nearly, a decade and somebody who is so important to you. I looked around one day and asked to no one what happened, like what happened. You know, talk about terminal illnesses and cancer and stuff like that, and there are lots of success stories and lots of stories of people beating the odds and going into remission. And she was supposed to, you know, she was supposed to beat the odds. We were supposed to get through this, get to the finish line. So I'm incredibly devastated and incredibly heartbroken. And I have been, and I don't know what the show's going to be. This particular episode is going to be other than just me talking. So I've tried doing things that people suggest, like, having people around and, taking care of the house. And it's nothing helps. Nothing makes sense, you know. I used to come home to a funny and beautiful and amazing person every day of my life for 8 years. And we had our ups and downs, and I have my kind of like, ooh, and you know, but we never ended the day on an argument. We always in the, we always resolved everything. We talked about everything. And now it's gone. Now she's gone. I don't have my partner. I don't have my friend. I don't have my roommate. I don't have... I have you guys. I can talk to you guys, I guess. But... yeah, so I don't know what's next. There's a lot of things that you got to do when a person passes away. You know, the things that are in their names and the you know, their stuff. If you know, you got to take care of that. And then you have to figure out how to move on after all that stuff. After, you know, everybody wants things. They want pictures or, you know, pieces of her clothing or whatever. And, you know, they want to play memorials and they want to do all these things. And I just want to move on. I'll never forget her. She'll always be with me. She's the most special person to me. And I'm every day fighting to get to okay, not to be great, not to be fantastic, not to even be thriving. I just want to be okay. And, you know, I look around and she's not here and her things aren't here. And there's an echo in my house that is maddening, to be honest. And it is also you know, it brings up a lot of things for me. Like I took on the responsibility of being her caregiver for since August, you know, when she started to deteriorate a little bit. Then she had a surgery in September, and I knew I had to be there for her, and there was never any question of who's going to step in and take care of her. Or, you know, I wanted her to be as comfortable and as possible, but I also wanted to make sure she got that she beat this. And I wasn't able to do that. So as her friend, as her brother, as her, as somebody in her life who decided to take charge and be there for her and respect her wishes. And I just don't feel like I feel like I failed her. I don't feel like I did everything that I could do. You know, and those things go through your brain, you know, like, yeah, did you do everything you could do? Did you do too much? Did you do too little? And I'm in that place right now. I'm in that place. So I haven't had the courage to do the show. I haven't known what to say or how to be or where to focus. So so Sage, she's born Heather, she went by Sage. She's from Jacksonville, and her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Norder, very sweet people and amazing people. And I can't imagine what they're going through. I can only imagine what they're going through. It's much different than what I'm going through, but it's very similar. She was their only child, so But as sad as I am, she wasn't a sad person. She was a very happy person. She was a very she's a very loving and person, and loved everyone she met, and would do anything to make to make people happy. She always checked in on me, despite how she was feeling. You feel a tremendous sense of loss when you lose a person that way. And a lot of people talk about the weight that's lifted when a person is no longer in pain and they're in a better place. But no one ever talks about the heaviness that a person feels, especially caregivers and especially friends and family who just wanted to do everything they could do to save a person. And this has changed me in a way that I don't think that I will ever recover from. And when you have somebody, I can say that I am at my absolute worst right now in every way, physically, emotionally. I'm at my absolute worst right now. And I'm like I said, I'm fighting to get back to just being okay. I just want to be okay so that I can do the show on a more, you know, regular basis and not talk about how sad I am and talk about, you know, I know there is a heavy, heavy need for therapeutic intervention here. I know that. And I'm working towards that as well, but I'm only ready to talk about this much of it. Do you know what I mean? I'm only ready to talk about this. I've repeated this story so many times that I don't want to repeat it again. So I encourage each and every one of you out there who is listening, please write into the show, helpyouhelpmepod@gmail.com. If you have lost a person to COVID, cancer, Alzheimer's, anything, if you've lost a person that you were caring for, I want to hear from you because I really want to know how you guys process that loss, especially if you're a caregiver. It's hard right now. And I don't know that it ever won't be, but right now it's very, very hard. So thanks for listening to this sad shit. I think this is all I have brain power and energy for right now. Thank you for listening to this. I'm going to come back with a brand new show that is going to be more about what the show is, just having fun and being ridiculous. So I got to sign off because I don't have a sign off. Bye.